Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Welcome to TroyKimmelWeather.com. In addition, my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, this 10th day of March, 2022, as we look at a beautiful day unfolding across the area at mid-morning on this Thursday. Temperatures rising through the 40s to around 50 degrees in the Austin area right now at 9 o'clock, as cool as 39 still up in Georgetown, but we'll begin a pretty good warm-up with a south to southeasterly wind across the area. Temperatures probably before the day's out, probably in the low to middle 70s. Now, by tonight, we'll begin to see the clouds pick up, and after midnight, maybe even a few sprinkles develop. All that in advance of a strong cold front, which we've readjusted the timing on just a bit. Looks like that front will arrive sometime mid-morning tomorrow morning, a little later than we first thought. As a result, the overnight lows will probably end up being the daytime highs. This is a pretty strong cold front moving south. It'll be ushering in pretty cold air. Now, we will see a few sprinkles, as we mentioned, ahead of the front, along the front, and even behind the front, maybe about 6 hours or so until mid-afternoon tomorrow. A few sprinkles are possible. Temperatures that will fall into the 50s tonight for lows will be in the 50s first thing in the morning. That front will pass, and then we'll settle into the 40s for the rest of the day. Big headline for tomorrow, one of them, is going to be the wind out of the north, gust up to around 40 miles an hour at times once that cold front moves through. And again, kind of a light rain or sprinkles of rain possible even as the colder air continues to kind of push in. Once the lagging upper air disturbance that's causing those sprinkles back in the colder air, once that moves out of the way, I expect to see the clouds at least breaking by the evening rush hour tomorrow on Friday, and then we'll clear out for the overnight hours Friday night and continue that way through much of the next 7-day period for Austin and South Central Texas. Now, a couple of things we need to note tomorrow night. Friday night, Saturday morning, we're likely to see a freeze in most areas, except right in the urban areas, right in downtown Austin. Most areas probably between about 27 and about 30 overnight tomorrow night into Saturday morning. As far as your plants are concerned, if you started hauling those back outside, you need to probably bring them back inside for at least Friday night to Saturday morning. And I might keep them inside Saturday night, Sunday morning as well. Temperatures may be slightly above freezing, but outlying low-lying areas are likely to see another freeze once again. Once we get into Sunday, the winds turn back to the south. We begin to warm up, and we head into spring break with the temperature well above seasonal averages, at least 5 to 10 degrees above that, with highs approaching 80 by the time we get into a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. Lots of sunshine around, and for that matter, that sunshine probably all the way into Thursday. Daytime highs will average out in the upper 70s to around 80 for much of next week, with overnight lows generally, I'd say about 45 to 50 degrees for Austin and for South Central Texas. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, the 10th day of March, 2022. I'll update my audio weather thoughts, and of course, the 7-day forecast, which is in text, of course, on the website. We'll update that again on Friday morning. Hope you have a great Thursday.